Hi, this is Carla Adam. I'm a reporter in London, where it is hot, hot, hot.
Today is the hottest day on record in the UK. Like, ever.
We are at record-breaking temperatures today. I slapped on some sunscreen and a hat and ventured out to a council estate or social housing block in North London.
Hi there, I'm excited about you. My name is Carla, I work for the Washington Post, and I'm writing this story today about
Carla spent the day talking to people who live in a public housing complex called Shelcott's Estate.
And today it was very much a hothouse. And like many homes across the UK, both public and private housing, most of the ones in these tower blocks didn't have air conditioning.
In the flat, it's crazy. The fan's just blowing out hot air.
One of the people that Carla spoke with was Paul Raffis.
All night you can't sleep. It's just the humidity, it's absolutely crazy. There's nothing you can do. You just got to sort of grin and bear it. Plenty of water, getting up several times in the night, you know. But when it's hot, you suffer in these blocks.
Today, we'll hear how record-breaking heat in the UK has climate scientists all over the world very worried. And we'll also turn to the U.S., where President Biden is scrambling to figure out how to deliver on climate action without the help of Joe Manchin.
It is hot as crackers. It is hot as the devil's kitchen. It is very hot. It just crested 40 degrees Celsius, so that puts us at 104 degrees Fahrenheit and above, still headed up.
Temperatures in the UK have been recorded in one way or another since the year 1659, and no one has seen a day as hot as this one. But as Post London Bureau Chief William Booth says, this is likely just the beginning.
Britain is like the home of climate science and the home of these long, long-term meteorological observations. And scientists here didn't think they would hit 104 degrees or 40 degrees Celsius, probably for some years out into the future. And so they saw some climate modeling at the end of June that forecast that maybe Britain would reach these numbers today. And most of them did not believe it. I mean, these are scientific experts who looked at some modeling and said, there's no way. There's no way, bro. It's not going to get this hot. But it did get this hot.
Hmm.
And they're floored. It's a heat wave, but it's like a super heat wave. And so it's hitting numbers that they didn't expect to happen for some years, and it's become a more frequent event. It's not a 100-year event or every 1,000-year event. It's going to be in the future, if we don't change our course, a one in every 3-year event, which has people frightened.